Serious concerns, VA governor questions Pentagon's plan to buy solar panels, says must not be from communist China. By Amy Furr on June 10, 2024. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., is questioning the Pentagon's plan to buy solar panels, emphasizing they must not be made in communist China, according to Fox News. Youngkin has written a letter to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin regarding the matter surrounding the possible use of $104 million in taxpayer money, the outlet reported Monday. The article noted, the Virginia Republican told Austin that he has serious concerns about the plan to secure solar panels to the rooftop of the Pentagon and other military installations, most notably that there has been no stated requirement that such panels be made in America using American technology. This decision has significant implications for U.S. national security and brings into question whether American taxpayer dollars will be used to purchase solar equipment from the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, our greatest economic and geopolitical rival, reads the letter, which was reviewed by Fox News Digital. In March 2023, the governor's administration asked the Fairfax County Public Schools to cut ties to Chinese Communist Party-linked entities. Breitbart News noted at the time, Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, TJ, an elite public high school in Fairfax County, Virginia, has received over $1 million from Chinese interests in exchange for help developing similar schools in China. In 2021, Breitbart News noted that China's state-run Global Times claimed that Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities employed by solar panel plants in Xinjiang were working of their own will for a competitive salary. The claim was reported following allegations that the groups were working under slave labor conditions. In August 2023, Breitbart News reported that the Commerce Department has again found that Chinese solar manufacturers are evading United States tariffs by rerouting their supply chains through four Asian countries. The findings come after President Joe Biden shielded the Chinese companies with a 24-month tariff moratorium, the article said.